Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. It's 8:37 on Tuesday, May 11th. It's beautiful out. And if it is foggy where you are, that should clear. Still foggy out at the beach, Vin?
Yeah, but it'll be cooler today than it's been, which is nice. We've got a little break from the whatever that you want to call that. I guess it's not a heat wave. 80s
felt
isn't
heat-wave-ish.
Bad.
Yeah, it's not like the true ones, but for this time of year, it felt really hot. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, it's time for
the Radio Alice Report.
Fudge. Hold on a second.
Oh, geez.
I lost my little. There it is. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. All Natural Stone can help you. They'll transform your home into a work of art with their exclusive collection of tile, natural stone, and porcelain. And you can visit them at allnaturalstone.com. You can also find them on Instagram.
Oh.
All Natural Stone. You got the good stuff there. All right, here's what's happening. So we'll begin with the COVID story. It looks like the vaccine, the Pfizer vaccine specifically, is going to be available for the 12 to 15-year-old age group, and they say it could be as soon as Thursday. So that's really good news in the sense that, you know, the next age group will start getting them, and most of those people seem willing, you know, provided their parents are going to allow them to get it. And that brings us to the other thing, which is there are still unvaccinated adults out there, and many of them are unvaccinated because they don't want to be.
Right.
And that's the problem now that they're dealing with is only about 11% of American adults who remain unvaccinated say they will get one. 11%. There's a much greater percentage, obviously, of people who say, I don't want that. And I've certainly heard people hesitant, worried.
Yep.
They have their concerns. For the record, I got it. I got both of them. I got the two shots and they're Pfizer's. So.
And you feel so much better and so much safer afterward.
Mm-hmm.
You feel you can confidently talk to people. You can confidently leave your house. It's a good feeling.
As the president was hoping to have 70% of Americans vaccinated by 4th of July, by Bryn's birthday.
Everybody knows.
It's going to be interesting to see if there's a way to get that done. I don't know if offering free beer or what kind of thing will, you know, sort of entice people to take a leap of faith, but that's sort of frustrating, isn't it?
It is. It's very frustrating because... the smart people worked very hard to get this available. We certainly have done our share of suffering over the past year, some to the point of devastation, and to think that you're now the cure's here, or not the cure, but the thing that can give us all herd immunity and knock it down, knock it back, smack it in the face. Really? And you're not going to participate?
Well, we'll have to see how that plays out now. So, I mean, you can only do what you can do, which is get yourself and your family vaccinated, and you got to let other people decide.
Do what you want to do. I don't care.
You know, we talked.
Do care.
It was in the news a week or two ago that the population's not growing the way it once was. Not only here in California, but just people aren't having as many kids. Young people aren't having kids. They're putting it off until later. It looks like China, for the first time ever, is having a weak population growth, which if and look, I've never been. I only know what I've read and heard, so I can't speak with any expertise on it. But I do know that we'd heard they have a two-kid rule. You know, I mean, it might have even been one-kid rule at one point there, and because they were trying to control their swelling population.
Yeah.
I believe they're at 1.4 billion people as of last year, and they say they're close to zero growth as fewer couples have children. And, you know, they're now saying, okay, maybe we need to maybe we've gone too far in population growth. But many people are saying it's not about that. They say that they've eased birth limits already. Couples are put off by high costs, cramped housing, yeah, and job discrimination against mothers. And all of these things make it difficult to have a family during these times. So I'm interested to see how they're going to handle that.
And yet part of me is like, no, you don't need any more people to the world. We're already, a lot of people.
Right. No, I mean, that's population, the same thing we talked about here in the United States, and even in California, is you still got to have people coming up behind this group to pay into the things that
are going to pay for these people's retirements.
The old people, right.
The things that they've paid in. They've already paid people with that money.
Right. Exactly right. So, anyway. This is on TikTok. Look, I'm going to tell you something. Parenting is controversial, and you wouldn't even think that it is, but it is.
Yeah.
And so when you put your particular opinion of how to handle this problem on the internet, mm-hmm, as you know, here on the radio, we might mention one thing or another, and suddenly you're inundated with
the internet goes wild, right?
They're telling you you're wrong, or that's amen, or whatever. Well, mom's cleanup consequences have divided TikTok. They're saying that kid's way too young to be treated like that.
What?
So this mom shared the consequences for her son after he refused to clean up his room. There's no question we've had similar conversations with our little kids, uh-huh, where you go, you clean that up. And Hulk baby,
no,
goes, you do it. And you're like, what? Oh my God, I'm ready to throttle you. We don't do that in my house. So you're suddenly like, now what do I do?
Throttling's not allowed.
Anyway, this mom, her name's Tabitha, took to TikTok to chronicle what happens when her preschooler doesn't clean his room. In the video, Tabitha looks into the camera and says, when you ask your child for 2 days in a row to clean his room, and then flips the camera to show the mess in her son's room, and it's a mess that every parent has seen, and kids can do this in under 20 minutes.
You don't even know how. How did that
decimate a room?
Right.
It's almost like they're not actually playing with any of that stuff. They're just spreading
it out.
Throwing it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so she goes on to say that she, for the last time, asked him to clean it. And she says, and the boy says, no, you clean it, mommy. And she says, okay, I'll do it. And she grabs trash bags and fills all the trash bags with all the toys. So this is what she puts on TikTok. And of course, now, let me get the amount of
views.
Is the
kid there crying? Going, you're throwing away all my toys.
The situation, they say, becomes a lesson in be careful what you wish for, as we see Tabitha gathering all the toys into trash bags. Once she finished, her son's room is totally clean and toy-free. And she writes, Mama is not raising no disrespectful men. It's not mommy's job or women's job to do anything. You make a mess, you clean it up. You see Mama struggling, you help her. Don't sit there and let a woman struggle, period. My babies will learn. Mm. And of course, this is on TikTok, and
there's a comment section. That'll be interesting.
It racked up 3.5 million views. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. She also quickly, because I think she probably saw the comments getting dark, said, we didn't throw the toys away. They're in the basement. But a lesson had to be learned. Others are saying, this kid's way too young to be treated like that. Oh, that's it. Bryn found it.
And how old is the kid?
I think he's under 5. Oh, almost 5. Yeah, so he's 4.
He's not too young. That is when you teach kids to clean up after themselves.
I think my parents did that to me or my sisters when I was his age. So, you know.
Yeah, honestly, I think the reason we have so many problem people is because people think it's too young to know.
No.
Your job, and you only have them for a few years, it feels like forever, but it's only a few years, is to show them how the world works and what the expectations that there are going to be expectations of them and their behavior. I think this is absolutely fine.
I think it would have been messed up if she threw out the toys.
Yeah, but, I don't know.
But since she didn't,
Sarah.
Like,
she didn't throw them out.
No.
It'll be like Christmas.
You know? While all families, this is the conclusion to the story in today's, I think this was in USA Today, but the conclusion to the story is, while all families approach chores differently, a study from the University of Minnesota shows that children who start getting involved in household chores at age 3 to 4 are more likely to be successful adults and develop a sense of responsibility, self-reliance, and self-worth.
They'll actually notice that there's something going on around them that doesn't involve them. I really feel strongly that you have to impress upon a kid that you live in this house. This house is your responsibility. We are all going to clean up after this meal. We all keep this place clean. Mommy's vacuuming. You're in charge of cord management if you can't handle the vacuum. Get that, you know, it's caught up on the lamp over there. Go get it.
Also, when that kid goes to daycare, he's going to have to clean up anyways. They have cleanup time.
Right, absolutely. So. Why should that be a brand new concept to him when he goes to daycare?
Yeah.
We clean up the mess we make. Why is that a bad thing?
I don't necessarily think it is. I actually think
it's
a valuable discussion.
Good for her.
I do think, though, that there are a lot of people who are overly cautious and careful with their little kids in this way. Like, you know, asking them to clean up after themselves. Why is that a problem?
Right.
They should at least be aware that that's...
that they've made a mess. Look around at this room. Look at this room. Is this a room that you think is suitable to live in? Is this how you treat the thing
you've
been
given? When you ask your child for 2 days in a row to clean his room, and his response is, no, you clean it, mommy. Okay? I will do that.
Okay.
I will do that.
I will do that. Yeah, that's a daily discussion for anybody with kids. You know it.
Yes.
How many times do I have to ask you? Apparently a lot more, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
It's like, I was never nagged till I had you. You know why I nag you? Because you don't do what I ask you to do.
7 in 10 people think the pandemic has made them smarter.
I think it's made me dumber.
I mean, you think so?
I think so.
Here are some of the ways that people feel like they've changed. 86% of us feel the pandemic has changed our personality in one way or another. I don't know if that means you're more careful or more kind or more less patient. Who knows?
More introverted.
Less, I've definitely seen
more
enough,
socially awkward.
I have seen enough. What's the way to describe? Just an absolute lack of civility among people, whether it's online or in public, where it has. I struggle to keep my positive view about how much I love people and how much I love our lives, all of our lives.
Right,
I think
sure.
Just being alive is really cool. There's so much beauty around us and so many good things and so much joy. And even if it's just a cookie at the end of the day, that's
right.
There can be some.
Maybe those trolls just need a cookie, Vin.
Maybe.
Here, have a cookie. Relax.
Well, so yeah, I can see how that.
We're all outraged, sure.
Yeah, that can certainly be one of the ways that we're different from this. 38% of people feel more open to trying new things. 7 in 10 have added a trendy new hobby.
Oh.
The top cool hobbies include at-home workouts, baking bread, and making TikTok videos.
Oh,
we know the music
rocks.
Industry has sold more instruments than they have in years.
It's wonderful.
So that's good news. A third of people say they've Marie Kondo'd and gotten rid of stuff during the pandemic.
I should have done that.
I hope
the energy.
People took advantage of the time at home. If you just sat there, I mean, that's your prerogative. But man, you had
there.
An opportunity to get some stuff worked out.
I should have done that. Instead, I just gardened. My garden looked good until I turned the water off.
Yeah, now the water's gone.
God damn it.
Oh, well. But another third say they've gone the other way and now have more junk than they did before. So I guess I don't know how that's really.
Well, because you're ordering stuff. You can't go anywhere. I'm like, oh, let me get on Amazon for a minute.
Oh.
An hour later. Oops.
Let me stock up on everything.
Yeah. Better get more ketchup.
27% of us have changed our relationship status.
Oh.
Twice as many people have gotten divorced than married.
Oh.
And only 1 in 5 breakups happened in person.
Oh. 1 in 5.
That's terrible. I hate hearing that. I know the strain has been a lot on a lot of people.
Yeah.
And certainly nobody got into their situation, whatever it is, with this expectation. So it, what do they call that? A stress test?
Yeah.
Well, it, this has been one big long stress test, no doubt.
It has. Better to find out quickly and find out, you know, after 10 years of marriage, right?
That's,
I guess.
I don't know. It's tough either way, but I don't like it. I mean, what about on the other side? Look at, I'll tell you what. You know what I just read? You did the story about, oh God, what is his? Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez?
Yes.
Apparently, you know, we didn't even talk about, A-Rod's finally hearing out about, hearing about this, and he's pretty bummed. And I thought, man, I didn't even think about A-Rod. I mean, I guess we assume he caused the breakup in the first place, so we don't.
Couldn't trust him. Maybe he feels like, well, at least I got a shot with her in the future. She does seem to circle back.
I guess.
I'll be the better man then.
Kind of crunchy, though,
I know.
She goes right back to an ex. Yikes. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Oh, this is what I feared. 510, the pandemic has taught me how much I dislike people. I am no longer as giving and naive. Sad but true.
That's too bad. That's a sad one to hear.
One time I rolled the trash can right into the hall, blocking the bedroom, and filled it. That's a mom from the 925, it sounds like.
I like it.
I threw my son's toys away, too. He had ample opportunity to pick up his toys. I'm not a nag. Just get things done. He cried, and I sent him to his room to think about it. Then I went and talked to him. I told him he could have his toys back if he keeps them up. It worked. He was like three, too.
Oh. I sent him to his empty room to ponder what happened to his toys and how he caused this.
At my daughter's music together class, age two, yes, two, they learned the cleanup song and they all sang it while putting away the instruments and toys. Learning to clean up after oneself can start at any age if framed correctly.
Yeah, it does.
Didn't you you guys used to take Isla to music together?
We did.
Loved music together. We still sing the songs.
Yeah, we still have the CDs and stuff. We would probably have taken my other kid, but she's not going to get baptized or music together or many other things her older sister got. Oh, well.
Thanks, pandemic. Hello, everybody.
Everybody. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What so about glad the to what see about you. The one with the carrots? What's the lady?
I don't know. What was it? Sing it.
Oh, I can't.
Find the carrots one, Bryn. There's a million songs
online. It's about gardening. Aww. I would think you'd love it. How do you not know that one?
Maybe they didn't have that one when my kids were little. They're constantly putting out new CDs, and they have all these, you know, they'll be like hand dances, or they'll be, you know.
Nice summer day to watch your garden grow. The carrot top is starting to show. Please be patient. There's work to be done. A little water.
This isn't the lady I know.
That
this isn't the
rhyme.
One. I'll find it. I'll tell you what. I'll find it, and then I'll tell you. And we have to break anyway. We'll read the rest of the text on the other side of these. It's Alice.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.